The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've done a lot of controversial things on this show.
Oh, God.
And get ready to be even more controversial, I think.
I'm so ready. Oh, God.
So I saw this story.
Stay ready.
Wait, should we do this later when, like, no one's listening? Oh, wait, that's now.
Yeah, we're good. We're covered.
Okay. So, controversy.
I saw this story that the British government issued an official passport to Paddington Bear.
Yes.
There's the latest Paddington movie, Paddington in Peru. They wanted a replica passport for the movie, and the British government said, we'll do you better than a replica. We'll give Paddington Bear a real British passport for the movie. So that's the story. And it's a cute story. Paddington's a cute bear. But he barely cracks the top 10 of all-time.
Hold on. Did you just really do what I think you just did?
Barely.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'm going to let him keep going.
I didn't even mean to do it, to be honest.
He barely cracks the top 10 of your...
official bear rankings. Paddington comes in at number 10. I want to see how you guys feel about my rankings, this list. If I nailed it,
okay.
Or if I nailed it.
Can I have a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. We have come to a point on this show where there's sort of trust between the three of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where at any given point, Aaron can go... like the song is ending, like, hey, we're about to talk about this news story or this whatever. There's certain times during the show where we go, right now it's time for OPP or right now it's time for Great Make Debate or it's time for news or nope. Damn.
Are you okay?
just had a mini stroke. Here's the thing. Tiak was just like, hey, I have something I want to throw past you guys. And we've gotten to a level of trust where
we're like, oh,
absolutely. Yeah.
Let's do it. Follow.
Then when he starts telling his Paddington passport thing, he gets his phone out and is flipping through.
Yeah.
And he's clearly sat somewhere.
He texted himself.
And taken notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got
this
bear
is serious.
Notes. This is the least serious thing you've ever done. And I can't believe I've allowed this to happen.
Oh, this is controversial. My list will be controversial. That's
so
what I'm saying.
You're going to give us.
I'm going to rile the people up a little bit, I think.
And you want people to, what do you want to happen here? Do you want people to text in to go, your bear list is wrong? Or do you want people to go,
who should be number one? Who's
hurrah.
The best?
I do
who's
have,
the best bear?
You know what? When he said that, I immediately had a bear pop into my head.
Is Winnie a bear?
Winnie the Pooh Bear.
Okay, so is he
He's
your number
one?
He's
absolutely.
On my list, but
silly
he's
old bear.
Not number one.
Okay.
Blasphemy.
What's the name of the bear who tried to kill
Corduroy.
Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant?
Ted? No.
I don't think it had a name.
I don't
Ted.
Know.
Is Ted a bear?
I think so.
I wonder if that could make his list, though, because he's a guy in a bear. No.
He's
no,
a bear. Ted.
Oh, that's right.
It was portrayed by Canadian stunt performer Glenn Ennis.
Okay, that doesn't help.
So Glenn.
But I don't
bear.
Think it had a name in the movie. They weren't like, it's Nosferatu. Like, was there a legendary bear in the wilderness?
I've only heard him like The Bear.
The Bear.
The Revenant, The Bear. Bear.
Is The Bear on your list, meaning that
the restaurant
cooking
show? I haven't watched it yet.
I only watched
to.
A little bit. And I'm going to say, I normally like more classically handsome people. There's something about
he's
that
hot.
Dude. There's,
he's
got a
hot.
Crooked nose and kind of disheveled hair.
Love it.
But he's money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in all the Calvin Klein ads and it's...
Oh, he is?
He's a good looking guy, for sure.
He's
not on the list, though.
I have.
Because I haven't seen the show either.
He's on my list.
I have done the best I can for the listeners of the Slacker Show, for Aaron, for myself, to stall so that it was time to play another song, play some commercials.
Nope, we got time.
We seem to still have Tiagas organize the show in such a way today.
I don't even know of any other bears.
You don't know of any other bears?
Corduroy,
what about the
Berenstein Winnie.
Bears? Are they Berenstein or Berenstein?
I'm ready to give you the list whenever. The official.
Oh, no, I think we should probably just, let's Aaron and I do our list.
I've crunched all the numbers and it comes out to this.
Number 10 is Paddington.
Paddington, yes. Number 9, the Coca-Cola polar bears.
Oh, okay.
Great bears.
They're cute.
They don't talk. They don't talk. They don't do anything.
They give each other Cokes and they're cute and they're Christmassy.
How could
and-
Paddington, who's got movies,
a passport,
books, passport
a bucket
be
hat.
Underneath an
raincoat.
Obvious marketing tool of
because I don't really know Paddington. Does he talk? Does he?
I think he talks.
I think so.
Does he come from books? I don't know.
Yes, he comes from books. And then the
Paddington to me is off-brand corduroy. I don't. It's like
first off, does that have a brand?
Corduroy. The bear.
The bear. Yeah, from the book. He's missing a button.
Yeah.
He's got the overalls.
He's so cute.
I've literally. Literally never heard of this. I thought he was talking about
the controversy.
I thought he was talking about corduroy, the fabric that goes when you have a in pants.
He wears
and you walk.
Overalls that are like made out of that.
Is this a home? I think I've always wanted a home. That's corduroy.
Is this a cartoon?
No, it's a book. It's just a classic book called
then
corduroy.
Then how come you were doing a voice like you've heard his voice?
Well, because I read the book. That's
and
the
that's
voice
how you
I
say
do.
It out loud.
Yeah. And he's heartwarming. But we'll get to corduroy.
Can I just have
he's
another,
on the list.
May I have okay. another quick aside? How do we feel about maybe late in the show, like during daylight when it's dark, like when it's real dark? How about at the very end of the show, T.A.G. reads a children's book to us all?
I do all the voices.
Oh my God.
I don't know
I
if that's good
would,
or bad.
I would make that a daily thing.
That'd be cute.
Like just like
a little sign off.
Yeah. And then people could like save them and then you could play it. Like if you don't want a parent that night.
You just
have
them.
Hack reading.
Yeah. And then I can start replaying them.
Yeah, we'll eventually have a whole set, like a Mr. Rogers set. Where, and then he's wearing a cardigan, and he sits down with his little pipe. And
takes
like,
off his shoes.
Yes, and then he like, dude, you like this idea?
I do like it.
Let's talk about it some more so we don't have to go back to your list.
No, let's go number 9. Let's say the Coke Bears. Number 8. You'll like this one, I think. Yogi Bear. Classic.
Oh,
Yogi Bear.
Okay. If Fozzie Bear is not next... You've missed an
episode.
No,
we're going all the way to 1. So we're only at 7, who is Baloo from the Jungle Book.
Oh,
Baloo,
okay.
Classic.
I don't know who that is.
This so bare necessities.
Yeah.
No?
So many Disney movies I've never seen. That's
the Jungle Book scared me as a kid. The
is
snake.
There a live action of that yet?
There is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
I don't know if I've seen it.
I haven't either.
Okay,
nope.
So that one, okay.
Yep, number 6, Smokey the Bear, saving lives.
Sorry, Yogi is above Smokey in my opinion. Yogi is.
You
like,
think? But
I think
Yogi
is he the picnic basket one?
The picnic basket?
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's his little sidekick?
Boo Boo.
Hey, Boo Boo. Boo Boo didn't make the list.
No, he's a sidekick. He's not a main. I'm talking main bears.
Boo Boo has more dialogue than the stupid Coke polar bears ever will.
Classic. They give each other Cokes. Okay. You can see. Okay. Number 6 was Smokey the Bear. Number 5, Little John from Robin Hood. Great bear.
I don't know that one. That's the first one I don't know.
What?
Please,
Robin Hood?
Please, okay, here's what you can do.
With the Fox?
Couple things. 51059 is where you text whether or not you like this list or you don't, if you agree.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you just, much like, no, if we tell them to text stop, they'll just stop getting text messages from us.
Mm-hmm.
How about just like,
quit it.
No bears. No bears to 51059.
But we're just made it to the top 4.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Number 4, your favorite, Fozzie Bear. Waka waka.
Fozzie Bear is way up there for me.
This is tough. This is where it gets tough. But I put him at 4.
Because
I think it's respectable.
If you've seen the
B
movie,
got a great hat, got a little tie.
Okay. If you've seen the B movie,
you like jazz.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm looking at Fozzie Bear. I don't know who that is.
The Muppets Bear.
Oh.
There's a certain point where the bees are suing mankind for stealing all their honey, and they're like. Talking about, they brought a bear into the courtroom and he ravages the courtroom, whatever. And the other attorney's like, bears are great. Yogi Bear, Fozzie Bear, Build-A-Bear. And that's why I thought Yogi Bear and Fozzie Bear should be adjacent on the list. That's just
okay, because it's the line. Build-A-Bear, honorable mention. That from on my
Build-A-Bear?
List.
Build-A-Bear?
We'll do
way
the
better than
we'll
the,
do the
Coke
honorable
bears.
Mentions tomorrow.
Okay, keep going.
Number 3, the aforementioned Winnie the Pooh. Now, this is.
Number 3?
The controversy really
no.
starts. Number 3. And he's only that high for me because my daughter loves him so much.
Okay, I'm just going to say this. I can't think in my head of two bears that are better than Winnie.
Same.
Like, you're an a-hole. No matter what you say
Winnie
next,
is
he's number
best.
3.
You're wrong.
I've crunched the
you're
numbers.
Wrong.
He's
you're
come
wrong.
Out to number 3.
Okay.
Unfortunately, what? Number 2. Brother Bear from the Berenstain Bears.
No.
Classic.
No.
Brother Bear.
No.
Winnie, Brother
better.
Bear, UFC fight, Winnie smokes him.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't there a horror movie with Winnie in it or something?
There's
think some
so.
Weird
yeah,
movie that just came out.
The copyright Winnie's, like opened up on Winnie the
Pooh.
Yeah,
so they just did terrible things with Winnie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
So number 2 is Brother Bear coming in at number 1, the greatest bear of all time. I've crunched all the numbers. It's Corduroy.
No.
Yes.
Corduroy's second, Winnie the Pooh is first. The rest don't matter.
I've never even heard of Corduroy.
He's the one.
He's really cute.
Yeah, he's so cute. He
number
just wants
one bear.
He just wants a home. He wants his button.
Glenn Ennis, the one who tried to kill Leonardo DiCaprio.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.